Hey, America.
Start listening now. Oh, that's right. It's the first week of Junior Eurovision previews. So in theme, this is going to be a special little junior episode. It's only going to last 40 seconds long. Derek, you got to roll it right now.
And welcome to another Warp Speed episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America. A floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, he can take all the credit for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Madison Square Garden.
I'll note, I voted today. Have you guys voted?
I'm planning on it this week.
I happen to like voting.
I voted in person. It was just early. I waited for an hour because of America. Anyway, this is the last show that's going to record before that election. The last one that's going to release anyway. If you're in America, please vote for, reasons, please. Yeah.
For the last time.
Who knows? Each vote could be our last. Anyway, Sam, tell them about social media, a thing that has no political bent whatsoever.
Well, you can find us on all the standard and substandard social media outlets. I just started personally on Blue Sky and I'm enjoying it so far. So, yay. That is certainly an option that I don't not recommend. Anyway, but you can find us and the show at 12pointsUSA on all these standard and substandard social media outlets, or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. You can find our merchandise over on our Redbubble page, or you can support us with a contribution either one-off on our Ko-fi, that's Ko-fi, account, or with a monthly contribution on Patreon. And whether you support us financially or not, we love and appreciate you either way, but Patreon supporters do get exclusive content and early access to episodes. We do not have a ton of non-junior based news at the moment. However, we do have the confirmation from Avrotros that the Netherlands will officially be competing at Eurovision 2025. They were in a holding pattern. They were given an extension.
If they had said no, it would have been a surprise, but it wouldn't have been a 0% chance, honestly.
In my mind, there was no chance.
I know. Netherlands is a good track record, and more people would be mad than not, but still. Yeah.
They did extend an invitation to Joost Klein to give it another go, and he said he wasn't up for it at this point. Maybe in, future years, but at this point, he was taking care of, other things. He had other priorities, so he is not going to be the Dutch representative in Basel, but it leaves the door open for many, many other artists. Literally any other Dutch artist.
We've narrowed it down by one.
Hey.
Yeah, it could still be Waylon.
Come back, Joost.
We'll be begging for him in 2 months.
Hopefully
anyway.
Not.
So, are we just ready to just dive right in to our Junior Eurovision previews then?
It feels weird without like a little aperitif of current events, but there's nothing there. So, I don't know.
Yeah, give us a little intro to this year's Junior Eurovision and tell the listeners who may be tuning in and haven't listened to any of these before, what is a Junior Eurovision?
It's like a regular Eurovision, but small.
But for the tiny.
For the wee ones. Yes, it's a much smaller competition, both in terms of the number of artists participating, as well as the size and the age of the artists themselves. Junior Eurovision, this is the 22nd edition of the contest. It's going to be held over in Madrid, Spain, in La Caja Mágica, the magic box. Is where the magic will be.
There's a Who song about that.
Ooh. Yeah. So even though Spain came in second place at last year's Junior Eurovision, the winners of last year's contest, France, decided to decline the opportunity to literally host it for a third year running and give the opportunity to somebody else.
I think maybe doing Junior Eurovision 2 years in a row plus the Olympics and Paralympics was maybe a bit much for them.
I don't know.
That's maybe true, but I also feel like these are on such completely different scales.
Absolutely not. This is the Olympics. This is everyone watches
Junior
this.
Eurovision is?
Yep. International audience of billions.
Okay. Give or take. Yeah, a few billion.
Anyway, it's in Spain because France didn't want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
France said no.
Yeah, France said no.
Now we're in a city called Madrid.
Gross.
Little tiny
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be held on November 16th of, well, this upcoming month, basically, and viewable from all over the world. Voting will open up prior to the contest, so you can have your voice heard from wherever you are, whether you're in a participating nation or not. There'll be 17 entries in this year's competition. We say goodbye to the United Kingdom after a couple of years of the contest, but we welcome back Cyprus and San Marino. So we've got an increase of one from last year. Presenters are a wonderful group. Mark Latte, who's a local TV host. Melanie Garcia, who represented Junior Eurovision for Spain back in... So from 2019. And also Ruth Lorenzo, who sang for Spain at the Big Show in 2014, Dancing in the Dancing Rain. In the that rain. Was her. Wow. Yeah.
Ruthless Lorenzo.
Yes.
For those new to Junior Eurovision, we are still missing a former powerhouse, Kazakhstan. Unlikely inclusion in Junior Eurovision. But
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Yeah. There may be the plot may thicken a little bit when it comes to Kazakhstan, but that we'll talk about that in a future episode.
Mm-hmm. They used to be dominant, a huge force here, but they were not here in 2023 for the first time in a long time.
Never quite got a win. To be clear, but like
silvers.
They came real close. There's one that probably, but you know, we were the superheroes who could change the world. What can you do? You know what? It's fine. Junior slaps is the thing. Like
Junior does slap.
Yes,
it's a lot of fun. These are really, by and large, almost. I mean, I don't know. I haven't met any of these ones, but they're good kids. This is not like a Dance Moms thing where like these kids are kind of like just a vessel for their parents living vicariously.
Mom can live. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like this isn't like that. We've got a one act that's coming up today. I in this episode, I think that is like a music conservatory student in the UK. Like already.
Yep.
Which is.
Yeah, these are talented kids, singers and songwriters. Many of these acts will have their songs, you know, written by grown-ups as well. But a lot of the kids do have a role in the songwriting room. But yeah, why don't we just kind of dive in, if that's all right with everyone? We're going to divvy this up as thus. There are 17 songs altogether, so we'll have 6 in this episode, 6 songs in the next episode, and then 5 in the last episode, and we'll do a little wrap up then. But today we're going to go in running order of the show. So we open up with Italy, and then on to Estonia, Albania, Armenia, Cyprus, and France. So why don't we start off with Italy? Let's hear a little clip of the Italian entry. That's Simone Grande with Pyjama Party. All right, so that is our first entry on the docket today. That is Simone Grande with Pyjama Party. He is 12 years old from just outside of Milan, a recent winner of The Voice Kids in Italy. Interestingly enough, Eurovision connection here. His audition song was Marco Mengoni's L'Essenziale, his song from Eurovision 2013. And the song Pyjama Party was co-written by Paolo Meneguzzi, who represented Switzerland at Eurovision in 2008. A fan favorite that didn't actually qualify for the final, much to a lot of people's surprise, but he's still keeping his hand in the songwriting game. So who wants to kick us off talking about everybody's favorite Pyjama Party?
It's my personal favorite thing to yell at children on this podcast, so I'm going to go first.
Do it.
Okay, we'll start off by saying this isn't a bad song. It's a well-produced song. However, I'm glad that the first song we get to listen to is going to introduce our listeners who are virgins to this contest to the idea of a song sung by a little 12-year-old boy about dancing at a pyjama party to bring about world peace. This is so Junior Eurovision. It's gonna give me like gut rot. Come over to my party. We're gonna smile, we're gonna dance. Also, I love the idea of like being a 12-year-old and singing lyrics like we're gonna dance all night long. Like, really? Like, you're gonna have a couple of cans of RC Cola to help you stay up until 5 a.m. Like, it's a silly song. I don't think it's a serious song, which is such a weird criticism to make of a little 12-year-old boy singing a pop song. This reminded me a lot of like, for the millennials out there, Remember Aaron's party? Come get it.
Oh, Jesus.
A lot of Aaron's party vibes from this. Eric, take it. Did you love Aaron's party?
No. Nobody loved Aaron's party.
I was about 10 or 11 years old when that came out, so I was like the target demographic for that. What were you, like 30 already?
No. Big rip to Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
By the way.
That's right. How I Beat Shaq is clearly the superior single.
It is. Well, it is.
What do you think of
it? It was.
What do I think of it?
Yeah. What do you think of Pajama Party?
The Pajama.
So we're pronouncing it that way because it's spelled like the Italian spelling.
It's spelled like it's pronounced in Italian. I don't know why.
Pajama.
Pajama. Yeah.
Except the word party.
Pajama.
Pajama Party.
Yeah, it's Pajama.
Danny, to answer your question, I don't really like it.
No, yeah.
No, first of all, being 12 and auditioning with L'Essenziale is insane.
I know. Move. What a baller move.
And in addition to that, like the fact that he did that makes me more disappointed in this song because it's just it feels like such a step down. I don't love much like the title, Pajama Party, I don't love the switch between languages in this. I feel like there's some consistency there that lacking.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the phrase pajama party is like a loan word that has been adapted. Like if somebody were, you know, a hors d'oeuvre served a pajama party could just be a loan word.
I know, Sam, but I need this for my metaphor.
Okay, do it.
Yeah. So
let me have it.
Yeah. So it feels very jarring for him to suddenly come in and like say a bunch of stuff in not even a bunch of stuff, just little phrases here and there in English. It doesn't really work. I don't like the consistently high register in the chorus. That seems that kind of grinds the gears a little bit. It feels
and
a little
pitch corrected in addition.
Yeah, and it feels which concerns me about live performance. The chorus feels a little one note, not literally one note, because there are like three. But I wish there were more than that as well.
There's at least three notes.
It is kind of fun. This got randomly drawn to open the show, right?
Yeah, which I think is actually as a show opener, I think
it's not
that's
bad.
I think it's pretty good. Like I remind myself of a couple of years ago, La Festa, the Dutch song.
La 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 la.
Yeah, that was like, come to our party. This is, you know, I think it's a decent way to kind of open the show and feel very welcoming and let's all get together and have a good time. I think that's an appropriate way to start it.
Fighting song that's not going to win. And that's what this is.
Oh.
Yeah, also shout out to, you mentioned La Festa, Sam. Shout out to Minnesota Twins pitcher David Festa. because whenever he was starting or coming into a game, you know what was in my head?
He would play, you were going to say play La Festa. Wouldn't that have been nuts?
It was Fuego, wasn't it?
No, that's a different guy. La Festa is great, by the way. Yeah, if you're very new to this, check out La Festa. That's a fun little song. That's another, like, this is very Junior Eurovision sort of a song, but I think it's better than Pajama Party. Somebody else to give an opinion.
I think I'm a bit of a fan and a viewer of Junior Eurovision for a long enough period of time that my fears are not completely unfounded. I mentioned a couple episodes ago that this year there are going to be more solo male singers at the contest than we've, I think, ever had.
Yeah.
And while it's great to have more, you know, equal representation, when you have singers between the ages of 9 and 14, especially male singers, there is a risk. And we have had multiple male singers go through vocal changes during the rehearsal process.
We like to call this Brady Bunch syndrome.
Yes. And with a song as high register as Pajama Party is, if God forbid Simona's voice happens to drop, it's going to be really, really, really difficult to have a vocal part change. Like other acts have monkeyed around with the lead singer's live vocals in terms of their arrangement and kind of adapted it to be something that they can handle with their changing voices, but it's a risk.
Oh, that was a really good Julia Stiles impression you just did there for a second.
Thank you. Oh man, I need to rewatch 10 Things I Hate About You.
Derek, what's going on here? What's going on with your pajama party? Derek, did you ever have a pajama party? Derek, you strike me as the person who like never had sleepovers. You strike me as the kind of person where it was just like, you didn't have time for that.
The crazed loner type. I guess.
I'm not inviting over anyone. I will play Halo by myself all night. That's you.
I will eat all of the Haribo that I purchased for this party. Forget everybody else. I'm eating the gummy peaches.
I'm so scared of what Derek has to say. I'm so scared that Derek is like, this is the song that's going to win the contest. I love it.
Lay it on us, buddy.
Why would you think that? No, I'm on the same page as everyone else. I have such a deep and abiding respect for the Italian music scene, especially at Eurovision. I think they just do something so unique and interesting and sort of true to themselves. There's nothing, I wouldn't say the song is bad, but opening up and listening to it, I'm just like, God, it just doesn't feel...
It's a kid song. It's a kid song.
It's a kid song, but it lacks sophistication. And I kind of wish it was a little bit more ambitious. It almost feels too simple, too straightforward, musically, lyrically. I'm an adult coming into this. If I was, 12 years old, maybe I'd like it more. But I think... Listening to it now with a little bit more, experience and sophisticated taste, I guess. I just think, God, this just feels a little too easy. And I'm hoping for more. And, we talk about some of the songs in the past. They were still targeted at children. But like La Festa, it felt so much more interesting.
Yeah, you can
so much
enjoy
more
it.
Texture to it. And this just feels very untextured.
Have we all said our piece on the Italian song? Or are we ready to roll over to song number two?
Oh, and his name is Simon Large. We almost got through the whole thing without mentioning that again. That's important. <I
didn't. laughs> He's like the shortest person in the video too, which I thought was
He's invited all of his friends from middle school, all of the girls who started puberty before him. So they're like 6 feet tall and he's still 4'10". It's fantastic. Yeah. I love it.
Well, no, it's just when you have a Great Dane or something and you name it Tiny because you're being ironic. Simon Large. That's it. That's all.
Love it.
Unironic.
All right. Are we ready to hop over to Estonia then for our next
Always.
One? Always. All right. Drawing the cursed at Eurovision, but not necessarily so at Junior Eurovision, spot number two in our running order. It's Estonia. This is Tänavad, or Streets, by Annabelle Atts. Let's hear a clip. All right, so that is Estonia's entry at Junior Eurovision this year, Tänavad, or Streets, by Annabelle. She, by the time the show airs, she will have turned 14 years old, from near Tartu, the winner of the, musical talent show Tahti Lava. A show, Eric, you might be interested to know, the jury of this program included Evert from Evert and the Two Dragons, which is an act from National Final this year that you were very much a fan of. Eric, you're mute.
Yes. Is there a reason Evert is spelled two different ways on these?
That was a typo on my end.
Ah, okay. I mean, for all I know, that's like he's being silly and it's spelled differently. His stage name is just got a W. Ooh. No. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
And speaking of Eurovision connections, we have another Eurovision alum or, previous songwriter in the mix for the songwriting group. This one, this was written by Sven Lomas, who also gave us Eurovision songs Let's Get Loud, Randayad, Rockefeller Street, and Verona, as well as a whole bunch of National Final entries as well. So very well known in the Estonian music scene. The country only debuted at the contest last year and came in 15th place. Do we think that Tänavad will beat that high watermark? Danny, you want to start us off?
This is such a cool song. And basically, I feel that vibe from the get-go. This isn't like a... we're going to bring this up later in the show, undoubtedly, because Armenia is coming up during this preview show as well. But Armenia set a really, really high bar with doing Kami Kami a couple of years ago, which they won with. And Kami Kami is the kind of song, and if you listened to our Grand Prix episode, Eric mentioned that Kami Kami is... a insanely good song that would have done serious numbers at the main contest. So we've kind of been spoiled with this sort of more laid back, less hyper poppy and sugary flavor to certain songs at the contest that really, really stands out. This song is in that mold more than in the bubblegum pop mold. And I'm all for that. Love that it's a solo act. It's just cool. And I feel like when we were talking about Kamikami, that was just like the biggest takeaway that we all had, was it just kind of had a relative effortlessness to it. I don't think this is quite on the caliber as Kamikami, but I am a big fan of this not feeling like a machine.
No, I have that same level of sort of maturity out of it. Yeah. And I think part of it is the fact that it is written by a grown-up songwriter. But also Annabelle has a really cool alto quality in her voice. Like oftentimes mm-hmm. when you see these musical competitions, it's often like a higher soprano voice that kind of gets the highlight. I don't know if that's just me as a frustrated alto from, you know, my days as a theater kid, constantly being pushed aside for all the sopranos, but like it's yeah. great to see a sort of rich, deeper tone from a female voice at a youth contest. And the song is just, it's fun. It's got a nice little hook to it. And is it just me? And let me know if you heard this or not. Is there an amen break in this?
It's just got a very similar drum riff to yeah, it. It's just that highly danceable drum groove. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels comforting without being dated. And it could be the drum riff to it as well. I'm a big fan of this one.
I think a lot of that is just like that her costuming is very like late 90s raver girl. It's very Gen Z. It's very tapped into the zeitgeist. But yeah. Once again, appreciate that this is an insanely danceable and fun song without being sugary.
Yeah. Totally. I just hope. Now, last year, the Estonian entrant, I believe, was on stage alone. I hope they have dancers with Annabelle yes. this year. I feel like that yes. would just liven up the performance that much more. So Estonia, Eesti, hopefully you're listening. And if not, I don't care. I hope you're dancers. Derek, Eric, what do you think?
All right. Everything Danny said.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I kind of flipping from Italy. There's a sophistication to this one. She doesn't like, there's not like big notes or like kind of showy bits. It has a little bit more chill to it. Like effortlessly cool is kind of how Danny described it. And I kind of like that. It doesn't feel flat though. Like there's a speed and energy to it. I did kind of listen to a little bit of it when you mentioned the amen break, and it sounds like it, but I wouldn't say that's quite it.
No, yeah.
It's in the same family, that same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That quick drum kind of beat. It feels kind of, I don't know how to describe this. It has sort of a New York feel to it, an East Coast, more urban sort of sense. I don't know, watching the video, like the fashion feel to it, and they got the city and they got the dancers, and I just kind of felt like, oh, they're going for like a step up kind of thing, which I don't think was in New York, but it kind of has a more of an urban sort of sense about it, which is an interesting choice from, you know, Estonia. If you've been
glittering,
there.
Glittering hot spots of Tartu.
I would have thought that the feel is a lot closer to like Eurodance. So I don't get American style from this at all.
I guess I don't know why I got struck with that sense. Maybe that's just me. No, I like this one a lot. I think it's really cool. It's going to be better than 15th, I think, for sure.
It's in second place. It's in number two.
I don't think that matters
that
here.
That's not a junior. It doesn't matter.
It's so much shorter. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I think they're really showing that they can do well at this. Last year was kind of a, you know, they stumbled a bit on the intro, but that's fine. That happens. Glad they came back.
Eric, what about you?
I just want to quickly note that at regular Big Boy Eurovision this year, the song in the Death Spot number two won the televote.
Okay, fair.
I'm just saying, like it. I understand that's the exception to the rule. Like statistically, we've talked about this. Two is bad, but I don't know that it. I don't know that it's an issue here. This really does feel like this year's comic. Or the one Armenia sent as a host country, was it just called Dance?
Yeah, Nare. Yeah, Dance.
Oh God, that was good too. This is really good. I don't have a ton to add. I love the vibe of this. It does kind of have that amen break-ish sort of drum bit to it. But besides that, it's really quite chill to the point where I get a little worried about staging. Like in the video, they're just kind of jumping around dancing. I don't know that they can just do that. You know, I how do you stage this?
I don't know. You could have projections that are like doing the whole Koyaanisqatsi thing that the video is doing. I don't know. I wouldn't care.
It is kind of like Koyaanisqatsi.
It is. They've got the fast forward street lights, and then we're just doing like breakdancing over it. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't worry at all.
I wouldn't.
Get your
I don't
Danny
know that I'm
wrong
worried.
Shirts on Redbubble.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about like how they staged Kamikami, started with her by herself, and they eventually just sort of added things, but there was never a ton going on. And there didn't need to be. And I would think maybe they will take pages from that book.
I think it'll be brighter than Kamikami, certainly. Because Kamikami was so dark and atmospheric. And this is just bright and energy. So it's different. But we'll find out in a few weeks how this ends up being staged. So,
yeah. Derek, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, my only concern in terms of, like, I feel like that high-speed cityscapes and things would be kind of a cool background to have. I'd almost worry that in that case, they might be a little too busy on screen. But staging can be so hit or miss with these things, it's hard to say.
Do we have any idea how big the stage is?
I think that there have been some renderings out there of what La Cajamagica is going to look like. I don't know off the top of my head in terms of scale.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know what comes to mind in terms of like a comparison for this song and potentially for its staging is City Lights by Blanche.
Stop the City Lights. Eric,
no.
I feel like City Lights was even more chill and downbeat. This is a little bit brighter and less melancholy.
A little bit, yeah. But I don't know.
I also think that Annabelle is a bit more confident than Blanche was when City Lights came out. And
it's a low bar.
I know. I hate to say it, but Blanche was very, very nervous. And Annabelle has come through a televised program already. I think she probably has a little bit more confidence in her.
She seems like a go-getter.
Yeah, she's already, I think they said that when she's not making music, she's a championship sprinter. Like she's like the second fastest kid in Estonia or something like that. Like she's,
I can't wait to hear the fastest kid song.
Oh, man.
All right.
Are we ready to slow things down a little bit and head over to Albania for song number 3? Yeah. All right. So here comes Nicole Ciabelli from Albania with their song Valsoj, or Dance. Let's hear a clip. All right, that was Valsoj by Nicole Ciabelli from Albania. She is 12 years old, the winner of Junior Fest Albania, so their national final. She was also in the running last year, potentially one of the runner-ups. It's hard for me to verify that. She was actually born in Greece, but raised in Gjirokastër, which, fun fact, Gjirokastër is, the old town of it, is a UNESCO heritage site, which I think is pretty cool and makes me want to go to Albania. But then again, right about now, anything is spurring me on to travel and get the hell out. Anyway, the song was written by Eriona Rushdie, who also worked on Bota Ime for Eurovision, for Junior Eurovision last year, and was also on the songwriting team for Eurovision songs Duye and Kateu Tokas. So another song with a pedigree. So what do we think of Valsoj? Okay.
I'll go. I'll save us.
It's fine.
It's all right. What really saves this song for me, and this is a tricky thing, I think, in a song contest for children, is that ripping guitar solo. And I wanna I'm just imagining like a 6-year-old coming out with a big old Fender Stratocaster and just wailing or pretending to on this particular solo. I like that. The rest is fine. I feel like it has a hard time being memorable, except for the guitar solo. And I don't know that that's really going to be like represented on stage. So what's left at that point? It just feels a little bit cookie cutter outside of that. Voice is fine. The general, like the hook is fine. It's all right. I just have a hard time getting excited. Derek, how much do you love it?
I actually quite like this one.
Oh.
Fight.
This one's, I'm a little conflicted on this one. I think the music itself, I think, is really interesting. It's got a really nice ethnic touch to it. There's a lot of layers to it. Builds. I don't know. I was listening to all the songs, and I didn't know where they were from. This one came on, I'm like, whoa, this is interesting, and this is different. I think coming third after the previous two, regardless about how you feel about them, there's nothing really particularly Estonian or Italian about them, I would say. But this one definitely feels like, oh, I get where this is coming from. I don't think her vocal quality is great. Even in the studio, I was kind of like, and I'm. It worries me what she's going to be like live then. I mean, she might be fantastic or she might be like really pitchy. It's hard to say. Not super memorable, I'll admit. But when it's on, I'm intrigued. I'm kind of following along. I'm sort of wondering where it's going to go next. And I think that's a lot more interesting than something that's a little bit more formally structured and traditional.
Yeah, I think after the sort of higher energy start, going to, you know, the sort of slower waltz rhythm, you know, this 1-2-3, 1-2-3, it's a bit of a withdrawal energy wise. I also don't think she's got the, I don't know if it's just the fact that it's all fully in Albanian, but with the Italian and the Estonian songs, you can kind of tell what the songs are about, even if you don't speak the language. Like Estonia, you have the energy of like, this is the energy of youth. And with Italy, you have come and join our party. Albania, this also is an environmental song, you know, of, you know, I dance with a flower in my hand. I want to protect nature, but I don't get that through any of it so far. And again, it could come through in the staging, but it's...
Are you saying it's a song about being young and knowing what to do?
We'll get to Portugal in another episode. It's a sweet song, but it just doesn't, to me, it just feels overshadowed by other things. And it's not bad, but it's just kind of floating there and very, very wispy and light, but doesn't necessarily have the structure and the oomph that I need in a song also, to get me to vote for it.
Also probably worth noting, smack dab between Estonia and Armenia.
Yeah. So definitely an energy sawtooth.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be a tough position to come out of, I think. And that's too bad.
You know, it should be noted, though, that we also thought that Bota Ime, their song from last year, was lower energy and potentially, you know, overshadowed. And that ended up coming in eighth place, which for Albania is really very good. So we could be proven wrong. But at this point, I think it's an uphill climb.
I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but... listen to the song again and tell me if you agree with me, listeners. Send your tweets to not me because I'm not on Twitter. But this feels like this would be a much better song if it was sung by a like really hot 35-year-old Albanian vamp. Like that's the voice that this style of song wants to be. This feels like a weird style of song to give to a girl her age and with the message that it has. It has like a more intimate cabaret charisma heavy kind of song is what this type of melody, what this type of rhythm wants. It feels odd to me to just have it be this. I don't know what to say. It feels incorrect. It feels incorrect. You can like it. You can love it if you want to. But for me, it feels like just a strange choice.
Okay. Well, are we ready to move on to the next song then?
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry.
To Armenia.
Yeah. Next in the running order and next alphabetically is Armenia. We mentioned them just a moment ago. But here comes Leo and Cosmic Friend. Let's hear a clip. All right, that was a little snippet of Cosmic Friend by Leo, representing Armenia. He is 10 years old, was selected internally by a focus group made up of junior Eurovision experts from within Armenia as well as abroad. There were heads of delegation from four different countries that were on this. And again, experienced songwriting team at junior, including Milena and Tokyo 9 and Von Petrosian. So the teams behind Kami Kami and Do It My Way and Tokyo 9... talented in his own right as well. Do we think that Armenia is going to keep up their track record of, I don't think they've ever come any lower than
fifth?
They had a couple of years where they came in ninth, but since coming back in 2021, they've got a gold, a silver, and a bronze. They are absolute powerhouses in this contest. Again, they've got two wins, they've got five silvers and three bronzes, never come outside of the top 10. Do we think that Cosmic Friend will keep up that trend?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yes.
Yes, this is we're going to talk about the machine again, but I have a little bit more of a well-rounded opinion of the machine that says sometimes it creates some really, really great stuff. Armenia is basically the Sweden of this contest at this point. It is they know how to churn them out. They have a style. It is always very modern. It is always very palatable to a big audience. That's what we got right here. We've got the cutest little boy in the world dancing around on a set that looks like NSYNC was dancing on it in 1999. Like, there are colorful lights. He's got all his friends there, and he is good at singing about having a great time with his cosmic friend. Like, this is built for all of you 10-year-olds out there to dance at your sixth grade winter formal to. Like, Armenia just knows how to do it. They got the apparatus to make stuff like this keep happening. Some people are going to get really turned off because it is the machine. But that is, you have to respect the game. And personally, I don't hate it.
I totally get that this song was not constructed with me as the audience in mind. I'm not a 10-year-old kid anymore. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
But Leo is singing the heck out of this. He is so charismatic.
Camera loves this little
kid. And he loves it back. You know, a couple songs ago, we were talking about Italy, who in the music video, at times, he just almost looked scared.
Like, yeah, why am I here? Can I go home?
He's like, But, you know, Leo just absolutely connected with the camera. And, you know, he's going to do the same in a live performance. Knowing that this is the same songwriting team between, you know, behind Kami Kami and Do It My Way, which were a bit more, again, more contemporary, this feels kiddie without it feeling like I'm getting a cavity from all this sugar. It's a really hard balance to strike, but I think Armenia's done it again.
Looks like we got to hear a Mexican standoff.
An Armenian standoff in this case.
Ooh, what are you going to say? The person who goes first should be the one who hates this song.
Oh, okay. So,
yes!
It's funny you said the machine does it again, and I can't help but listen to it and feel like, yeah, this feels like it came off an assembly line to a certain extent. And that feels like a huge disappointment to me because, you know, Kami Kami and Dance, I thought were really clever and interesting.
You didn't love Yan's Kids or whatever? What is it? Yan Kids?
Yeah,
no, I did like Yan Kids.
Yan Girls.
That's right.
Yan you girls. Moron.
Yan's Kids.
It's like Baby Sandy's Morning Cartoon. It's from... Anyway, go on.
Looking at their last handful of entries, I just feel like there was a lot more personality to those. And this one, I just feel sort of hollow, as one man once said.
Who was that?
He shouldn't have been there.
Did you say it was Killing Him Slow?
No, yeah. It was Lex Luthor saying it.
It was Lex Luthor. It was Jeff Bezos. I don't know who he ended up there. I wholly acknowledge he is fantastic on camera. I mean, I don't know what he's doing, but oh my God. Like, watching all these videos back to back, it's just like he is a natural. Like, I don't know how you get to be that good at that age, but man, oh man. And again, we just have the studio for all of these except Ukraine. I think it's the only actual live recording we have. Sounds great. I'm really hoping he can pull it off live again. We'll see. But I have no concerns about this one. I think it's going to look great and sound great on stage. I think it's going to do well. I just don't feel anything when I listen to it necessarily.
Do you hear what I hear too, in that there's like some sort of melodic recycling of Kami Kami throughout this song, right at the beginning and then sort of like through the chorus? There's some sort of like we're riding in the same wheel ruts as Kami Kami.
I'd have to listen.
I'm talking purely about the melodic line, not necessarily the feel, but like it's like, okay, just me. All right.
Tweet at me, everyone, once again.
Yeah, good luck with that.
When I listen to this,
Eric is distraught.
I just remember thinking, I don't know. And it's kind of in
Eric,
the way
his imagination way knows no limits. No gravity can hold us down.
Oh, and excuse me. People, let me tell you about my cosmic friend. That's all. just wanted to get that in there. Also, I'm very funny. I don't know. And I don't know in the same way that I've felt about France's entry sometimes, where it's like, I understand what you do and you do it very well, but you're exhausting. It's kind of like that. Here's the thing, though. It doesn't quite feel like that same, you know, out of the factory sort of thing. It doesn't feel as modern. It feels like an attempt at something a little more retro, like a disco.
We're all doing something
like that with the, you know, complete with the pointing Saturday Night Fever dance and stuff like that, which I don't know. I don't know what it is. This kid is clearly a star. I completely agree with you on that. I think that
he's dressed up in the Missy Elliott shiny puffer jacket for the whole video. He might as well be doing Supa Dupa Fly.
Well, he should be. That'd be wild. But I don't know. The dancing and stuff takes me out of it when it's a group of kids. I understand that this is a music contest for children and all of that, but like, I don't know. It doesn't feel as authentic to me as something like, can't believe I'm complaining about authenticity in this contest for babies, but but it doesn't work for me. And I fully acknowledge how well done it is. Like this, I feel like there's a perfectly reasonable chance this wins. Cause like, I mean, look at like Le Sang Mama. This is like that in terms of like the kids, just pure talent and being loved by the camera and stuff like that. But in terms of getting that retro feel right, I will instead compare it to Let's Count the Smiles from Georgia 2021.
And our little Maurice Chevalier.
Unbelievably yes. Well done that was in terms of catching the vibe. And I don't think this does that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that stuck in my head for the rest of the night, though.
Well, we'll just wait until this comes in second and then we'll just deal with it.
All right. Well, can we move on to our next song then?
No. Well, wait. Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. Oh, I need to sing some more Harry Nilsson.
Put the lime in the coconut. Anyway, we, like I mentioned before, have two nations returning to Junior Eurovision after absences, and we welcome back Cyprus. Next on our running order here is Crystal Waters by Maria Pisarides. Let's hear a clip. Right, that is Maria Pisarides. My Greek is not very good. I'm sorry, guys. But Crystal Waters, again, this is not the singer of 100% Pure Love. This is Maria Pisarides, 11 years old, internally selected. She is a performing arts student in the UK, but she is Cypriot, unlike Cyprus's general MO of picking somebody from literally anywhere else. The song was co-written by Sofia Patsalides, who represented Cyprus at Junior Eurovision in 2014. This is Cyprus's first entry back at Junior since 2017, when they sadly came in last place and then threw their toys out of the pram. But we welcome them back. Who wants to take the first crack at Crystal Waters? Who hasn't started yet?
Derek, you!
First of all, I don't know why we're all so hesitant to jump in. Maybe we need a fixed running order so we can just follow it instead of being like, who's next? Somebody?
Well, F my life for wanting to be organic.
We are a decidedly inorganic group. Let's just acknowledge that.
Yeah. Well, Derek, why don't you continue on with your commentary?
Thank you, chatbot.
Dazzle Danny?
All right, I'll be really quick. I actually really like this one. I know it's Cypriot. It has kind of a Caribbean feel almost.
Oh, yeah.
It's really catchy. I think it's a lot of fun. Is it like groundbreaking? I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily call it that. But God, when it came on the first time, I was like, I kind of cheered up a bit. I was like, oh, yeah, this is great. And you know, you're kind of watching these like drone shots of these beaches. And I'm just kind of like, God, I just love to go to the beach right now. It was really warm here today. So it felt nice to be outside walking the dog. Not quite the same, but you get the idea. It has that. At least tonally, it feels like having fun at the beach. It just kind of has that sort of chill, light, warm sense to it. And I got it. Like I got it right away and I just felt it all the way through. And I smiled a bit listening to it. And I just really enjoyed that. And, you know, for a song for kids as an adult, I think, you know, it worked on me. And I appreciate that. I appreciate it's not all doom and gloom, but also not overly sappy as well.
Yeah, the song is just light and fluffy. It is, I'm imagining like Club Med, like actually in the Med, which is where it started, but like the kids or teen section at a holiday resort somewhere in the Mediterranean that like as the kids are having their slushies pretending that they're pina coladas, but they're just sugar water with some strawberry in it, and you know, having that awkward summer crush when you're, you know, on this trip with your parents for, you know, a week. It's sunny, it's light, it's fluffy. It is you know, we talked a little bit before about a song with a sense of place. And this feels like Cyprus. This feels like Greece. This feels like sunny Mediterranean, warm. Mm-hmm. It's not a challenging song. This isn't a song with any big belty notes or anything truly different or groundbreaking in terms of its composition, but it's fun. It's fluff. It's a nice bit of, you know, it's an ice cream cone while you're sitting on the beach. It's cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. What else can I add? It's a nice song. It's a pool party song. It's a song you put on at the pool party and you're gabbing with your gal pals and splashing around the summer before ninth grade. That's the song.
We can all totally relate to that.
Yeah.
That's the song. It's so strange to find a song that sort of fits an exact vibe and sort of like fits the exact kind of story that they're just trying to tell. It comes from Cyprus. It's got that tropical beat. It's got that summery beat, but it's not really cheesy. It just it ticks the box. It fits perfectly without being like crazy or trying anything that it shouldn't. It's a good song. It's a solid song.
Yep.
Yeah. it's a good song. Yeah.
I mean, it has that trot pop vibe that I think slots in fine when you're talking about Mediterranean sort of places and things like that. The one thing I'll add, regards to staging, this is another one where I kind of picture, you know, it'll be sort of a sunny vibe and stuff like that. But there's a part of this song about halfway through, 10, 15 seconds, like an instrumental bit that is begging for, like, maybe not quite to this level, but a
Fuego dance break,
a slow-mo sort of dance break with a little bit of a like pop and things like that, because there are these drum hits and stuff like that. And if this is going to stand out in the contest, I think it almost needs something like that. Just a little something extra. You know, if it's a cool dance break, you can put that in the recap. Maybe that helps a little bit. It's not especially ambitious vocally, so like you can put a little more energy into a dance break or something like that if you need to. If that's the direction they want to go, I think it's a nice one. I don't know that it's amazing, but I think that there's some opportunity there to kind of spice it up a bit and really make it stand out. And that's why I don't
it doesn't set the bar high, but it does exactly what it aims to do.
Mm-hmm.
It sets the bar at just the right height so you can limbo underneath it.
Oh,
sorry, continue.
No,
but there's something to be said for that. It's an interesting, we see like songs always sort of aim for different things. And if they aim really high and they get really close to it, you see it as sort of an ambitious failure versus a song that kind of sets the bar a little bit lower and they do exactly what they need to do and they do it exactly right. And it feels a little bit more comfortable listening to it than something that's just slightly off in that regard. I don't expect this to do gangbusters, but I certainly think this will do better than last again.
Yeah. To that end, I want to note, if you haven't watched a ton of Junior, I know I think maybe a potential detractor is just the potential of seeing a kid fail and like train wreck. And because it's a kid, you feel awful. And that doesn't really happen at this contest, does it?
No, I mean, the way that the voting structure is, nobody gets 0 points. Even yes. even when the voting structure was more like a traditional Eurovision, they would at least have a ceremonial giving out of 12 points to all acts. Like, you're all champions. Here's 12 points for everybody. And so nobody would leave with nil point, even if they came last place.
I think lowest points anyone's ever gotten at Junior is 3.
Yeah.
Sorry, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do appreciate, though, and I said this last year, and I think this year, too, I don't think there's any song that's, like, truly bad.
No, exactly. Agreed.
Which I'm so appreciative of. I would feel awful if a kid got sucked into this with a terrible song. It's just sorry. As for the adult contest, oh man, there's some garbage.
Oh yeah, I feel no qualms about unloading on someone who's 25 years old and should know better.
But speaking broadly, I feel like year after year, rarely is there a song that's just like, oh, this was a mistake.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we had Serhat at the contest. It's been a while.
Is that our low bar?
It's the worst song that I've personally experienced at Eurovision.
Yeah. We gotta fix that. Maybe after our junior deep dives, we'll fix that.
I mean, in real time that I have endured as part of a contest happening while I've been paying attention to it.
I mean, you've watched some of those Eurovision agains, and there have been some stinkers that you've come to us afterwards.
Yes, and I wasn't alive for that, thank God.
Well, you wouldn't want to be with some of these songs.
All right, let's hit our last one here. We got the other half of the machine here.
Indeed. All right. So technically speaking, our defending champions, even if they're not the host entry here, is Francis Titouan with Comme Ci Comme Ça. Let's hear a clip. Comme Ci Comme Ça de quoi gagne. All right, that is Comme Ci Comme Ça by Titouan from France. He's 14 years old, one of this year's older entrants, from Quimper in Brittany, an alum of The Voice Kids and local TV show Dream Team. The song was co-written by singer-songwriter Malo, who hardcore followers of French national finals might recognize as the third place finisher back in 2018. So France has won the last two Junior Eurovision Song Contests, 3 out of the last 4, and the fourth one they came in second. Like this, we talk about Armenia having this down to a science. It seems like France is hot on their heels. So
I feel like it's the other way around.
Fair enough. I mean, which one is the Sweden and which one's the Ireland? But I guess the contest hasn't been going long enough to really have an Ireland. But anyway, Comme Ci Comme Ça, where do we want to start this? I think, Eric, I'm gonna point the finger at you, and you go for it first.
Well, you know, I've been a critic of the factory where France makes their Junior Eurovision kids. And I remember thinking the first time I heard this, I remember thinking, oh, okay, that's a little bit different. It's a little more mature, and it doesn't quite feel like it has that factory thing going for it. And also, I'm not sure that I like it that much. And then I listened to it a second time. Is France just going to win again? Like, France, stop it.
Take a break.
Like, what a well-crafted, frustratingly well-crafted piece of pop music this is. I'm so annoyed with you, France. It just seems like Titouan, who should not be confused with the film Titan, by the way. I think it's interesting that they went a bit older for the first time in quite a while. And like, Lissandro was older than he looked, older than like the vibe suggested.
Yeah.
But like the vibe was still like towards the lower end of the spectrum of Junior Eurovision performers. And this kid is not. This is going for sort of that higher end, like a Bim Bam Twa sort of thing. And God, the way they do these things, the way they have the very beginner level French as like core parts of the lyrics where you can glom onto it without actually knowing a ton of French. And when it kicks in and there's the un, deux, trois, quatre, like, stop it. France, you got to knock this shit off. You're gonna be like Ireland in the 90s. Everyone's gonna hate you, and then you're gonna be really bad for 30 years. You know?
And then Bambi Thug will come.
Yes. And then a non-binary goth child will save us all.
Happy early Halloween, by the way, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's my spooky review of Comme Ci Comme Ça. It's like, what do you say? It's very fun. It's very well done. If you know what France does at these things, you know how you feel about this, I think. Sam?
No, you took honestly one of my through lines in the fact that
the Titan thing?
No.
The
fact that, you know, my French is not that great, but the fact that the French broadcaster opts to send a song that has something that even non-French speakers can glom onto and recognize linguistically. It's like, ah, Comme Ci Comme Ça, you know, it's, you know what that is. And it also just, you know, audio wise, it's a easy thing to glom onto. We talked about ease in front of a camera, and France, I think Titouan has it just as much as Leo does, only he's leaning into the tweendom instead of just the 10-year-old cutesiness. It's a very, very engaging performance. It kind of sweeps you up. I think the official music video has that sort of flash mob kind of vibe that by the end of it, it goes from this, you know, kid at piano to full on party. Very, very inviting. And if they are able to harness that growth and that vibe, I think France is very much podium contender this year again. And so we're off to wherever comes in second, I suppose. So we'll find out. But again, French TV just has it down to a damn science. But it's not cookie cutter, and I appreciate that. It's not the same songwriters all the time. So
they can't keep getting away with it.
It's not Breaking Bad. All right, I'm just gonna say my piece here real quick. I think I agree with you guys. So I think the thing that stands out for me is we talk about the machine in quotes, and eventually it gets to such a precision that it starts to feel like, okay, it's another one of those. And the flavor, I guess, it just isn't there anymore. Like watching too many Marvel movies, eventually it's just like, okay, it's this again. I don't get that here. I don't know when this is going to wear off for me, because every single French song in the last few years, like, God, no, this feels like a winning song. This is great. It's got so much style and energy, and it's so fun. And it's hard for me not to look at it and get cynical and think this is a Coke commercial or whatever.
Oh my God, it is.
It totally is.
It totally feels like a Coke commercial. And then the whole staged, oh, we're in this station and we're going to walk up to this piano that's just here and play music in front of all these people who are on camera and don't know they're being filmed. Yeah, right, so, whatever.
Where the hell in Paris is there a station that's that bright?
I know, well lit. I
call shenanigans on that.
I know it's all staged, but it still works. I'm still like, yeah, I want to get up and I want to dance. And I can see this doing gangbusters in the studio or in the arena. Like if everyone in the audience isn't up on their feet dancing around to this, God, it's just, it's so good. It's so fun. I mean, I'm enjoying every second of it, and I'm the cynical bastard here. Daniel.
Makes it for a good transition over to Danny, perhaps. I don't know.
I am so glad I get to go last.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're going to tear apart. Song
for this episode.
Oh, no, he's going to rip it apart.
He's just got the Irishman, the wool sweater and the beard, and it's just like the gray is just coming in.
I can't stand this. I can't believe I have to endure the first minute of this song where the lyrics literally say stuff like, our differences, we're so rich for our differences. Can you believe that there's going to be a rainbow between our outstretched arms? I can't believe I have to endure a lyric like that in this song. And I'll tell you what, this isn't a Coke commercial. That's not quite what we're doing here.
Pepsi?
In my quest to give myself a holistic idea of what modern movies are like, I have sat through a couple of 2018 to 2020 Disney Channel original movies. And this movie is like not even High School Musical level musicals that Disney Channel produces. This is like Zombies level stuff. These lyrics are so dumb. And this music is so engineered to be uplifting. This is so like the song that plays as the end credits roll and they try to get you out of the theater. This is, I acknowledge that it sounds fine, but you really have to turn your entire, not just your brain, but your entire central nervous system needs to be out of commission in order for this song to just wash over you. I have no idea. I have no idea what they were thinking. No, I know what they were thinking. They were thinking that they're going to get my three friends I do a podcast with to get on board with them so I look like the mean one. That's what they were doing. Oh my God, he's dancing around this stupid little train station in his Gen Z ramen noodle hair. It is so postured and so streamlined. It is this, you know, you guys were talking about Leo being really just stamped out of a machine mold. This kid, you know, I have the feeling when the camera shuts off, this kid just goes limp like a marionette and just draped over the back of a chair. Like, there is no realness in this. This song is so saccharine. This song is so ungenuine and unserious. I do not do this. I don't do this.
Oh my God.
Shame on. Why would you? Why? I can't believe they have the balls to write something like this. I can't believe they were like, yeah, watch them just lap up this slop.
That's what France feels like they're doing. I feel disrespected by this song. That's all. Anyway, I'll give it my 12 points.
Can I point out one thing?
Absolutely.
That does bother me about this song.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can.
I will say, Danny, I do remember kind of thinking along those lines when I heard that the title of the song was going to be Comme Ci, Comme Ça, and I thought like...
Oh, which is a lyric that they put in every single song that France has ever sent to JESC or ESC.
Yeah, no, I know, but I need to point out something about the music video.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I understand that there's a lot going on, and there are a lot of extras and dancers, and they're all doing different things. And it's also a Junior Eurovision song. So like, you don't need to put, I know they don't put millions of dollars into editing the videos or anything like that, but I just need to point out this girl's playing the trumpet.
Yes, she's playing the trumpet upside down. She's holding the trumpet upside down. The valves are facing the floor. I couldn't believe it too. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
That's it. That's all. I just,
she has never seen a trumpet been played before. She's literally holding it with the valves down.
She could have looked to her right to see the other person playing the trumpet.
It's just how they do it in France, guys.
Yeah, or maybe she's Australian or something.
Oh.
Australia anyway, doesn't participate anymore.
Anyway, that's that's a little fun tidbit that.
Anyway, that's T2 Comme Ci, Comme Ça.
Yeah. All right. So why don't we wrap this episode up? Quick run through. We'll start by going around and saying what your least favorite song was. Don't harp on it too much. We don't want to keep this too negative, but. Do I dare start with Danny? What is least favorite?
I think
it's France. It's
okay.
France. Go Sam.
Okay. For me, I'm going to have to say Italy, just because the high pitch really makes me worry for the guy. And it just doesn't hit me right.
Italy for me as well. Albania is a close, quote unquote, second.
And Derek?
Italy.
All right.
Everything you said.
All right. And everybody, what was your number one of today's show? Eric, let's start with you.
Me?
Yeah, why not?
I'm tempted to pick France just to see what Danny does.
Spite.
Do it.
But I will say Estonia.
I will also say Estonia.
I too will say Estonia.
Yes, it's Annabelle, like by a country mile for me. Yeah, yeah.
ASD.
God, come on.
And I just have to say, I am so, so grateful to Estonian broadcaster that they selected a song that is a single word, Tänavad. I can remember how to say that as opposed to, you know, Nendes narkotikumides
teami kulmidagi. So no, that was good. That was a good one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Sam, what's the problem?
Sur suraita. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, Tänavad, a lot easier. So thank you, Sven Lomas, for that. Well, you at home, let us know what you think about these songs. What do we get right? What do we get wrong? What aren't we seeing? What are you excited to see? But we are going to be here for two more episodes working on these Junior Eurovision previews. We got our songs 7 through 12 coming up next week in our next episode. But until then, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Danny.
And America.
Stop.
Stop listening now.
Now.